We are beginning the Easter Triduum, which means actually that we're beginning the celebration of Easter. We commonly say Easter Sunday, but the celebration is not Sunday. We actually begin that celebration tonight with this Holy Mass. Lent concluded. And the celebration is so beautiful and central to our faith that we'll take from tonight until Sunday, when we conclude it. The whole of the mysteries of our faith, the life, death, and passion, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Estamos empezando el triduo pascual, pero también eso es, ya empezamos la celebración de la Pascua. No es solamente el domingo. Empezamos hoy una celebración que nos va a poner, a hacer memoria de lo más importante de la vida, de la pasión, muerte y resurrección del Señor. Hemos venido a contar una historia. Eso es lo que estamos haciendo aquí. Una historia que hemos oído, que nos han contado nuestros padres, y a estos les han contado sus abuelos, y así vamos, las personas de fe, hasta llegar en la noche que Jesús reunió a sus discípulos. We gather here to tell a story that our fathers told us, that the grandfathers told our fathers, and we go back and back in history until that same night that Jesus gathered his disciples and he celebrated the Last Supper. Repetimos uma história tantas vezes contada, tantas vezes repetida, de pais para filhos. Mas a história que se renova, não somente a memória do passado, mas a certeza do presente que vivemos. The four Gospels that we have in the Scriptures, all of them, they narrate, they tell the Last Supper. Jesus gathered with his disciples. The words that we heard in today's second reading, that was the version that Paul writing to the community of Corinth. Of the four Gospels, the Gospel of John does not repeat those words. Instead, what we find there is the washing, what we heard tonight, the washing of the disciples' feet. A gesture not found in anywhere else. When the Master and the Lord will stoop down and wash his followers' feet. De los cuatro evangelios que tenemos en la Sagrada Escritura, el Evangelio de Juan no nos habla de las palabras de Jesús al instituir la Sagrada Eucaristía que celebramos esta noche. Pero el Evangelio nos pone lo que hemos escuchado, el lavado de los pies. Jesús, el Maestro, el Señor, hace un una acción de humildad a lavar los pies de sus discípulos. So tonight, we are not only repeating Jesus' words, even his actions, we want to make his memory alive. In order to do that, it is necessary for every time we celebrate the Holy Eucharist that our whole being will be there, our heart, our mind, so that the words we say, the gestures, the prayers, the songs, they won't just be there just for us to repeat words. They will mean that we are making today the same mystery and the same meaning that Jesus gave at that holy night. Lavar os pés dos discípulos representa serviço, representa doação de um mesmo a serviço dos outros, não importa quem seja, nosso próximo, os que necessitam de nós. Seria bonito que não somente o sacerdote ou os sacerdotes nesse dia pudessem fazer esse gesto, mas que toda a comunidade pudesse tomar consciência que devemos nós lavar os pés uns dos outros, porque esse gesto significa que estamos todos a serviço uns dos outros. The washing of the feet represents service, the giving of oneself to others with no limits, no matter who they are. And it's interesting because we are opening our eyes year after year, thanks to Pope Francis, that started a, I don't know if you could say a tradition, but for the third year, he gets out of the Vatican and goes to celebrate this, the Lord's Supper, with those who most probably would not be inside St. Peter's Basilica. Last year, of course not. Last year he went to jail, to prison, where he washed the feet of 12 inmates. Today, he went to a temporary house, a shelter for the refugees that we see every night in the news, or sometimes you see coming from the Middle East, coming from North Africa, coming from many different places into Europe. And in this place, in the outskirts of Rome, that shelters 900 people, he went there, and with them, he celebrated washing the feet of 11 refugees and one worker at that place. And amongst the refugees, men, women from different countries, some of them not Christians, some of them from Christians of other traditions, even Muslims from Syria, even Hindus from India. The gesture of being there for the neighbor that needs, we should not put labels and see who should I help and should I not help. What a prophetic gesture. E no dia de hoje, Papa Francisco, ao celebrar esta mesma celebração do lavado dos pés, da missa da última cena de Jesus, foi a um hogar, a uma casa que recebe refugiados na periferia de Roma. E aí, celebrando com estes, gente de Medio Oriente, gente de África y de todas las partes del mundo, cristianos y no cristianos, católicos y cristianos de otras denominaciones, ahí celebraron. Y de estos, el Papa lavó los pies para enseñarnos que nosotros tenemos que estar a servicio. Last night, in a solemn and beautiful celebration at St. James Cathedral, Bishop Noonan, our pastor here at the Diocese of Orlando, he reminded the priests, because we also remember the sacrament of orders, the sacrament of the Eucharist, but also the sacrament of holy orders. And he, last night we had the opportunity to renew our vows to serve God's people. And he reminded us, priests, that we should always be at the service of the people. No matter what time, when. And we can see how easily distracted we can get. There are so many things in the world, and one, since they are so attractive to the senses, one can forget the core that one's mission is service, as well as Jesus taught us. Ontem à noite, uma celebração muito bonita na Catedral de Orlando, St. James Cathedral, São Tiago, né, em português, na Catedral de São Tiago, que nós, os padres da diocese, podemos ouvir o nosso pastor, o bispo, pedindo que nós renovássemos o ardor do serviço ao povo de Deus, sendo que é muito fácil. São tantas as coisas que nos chamam a atenção que muitas vezes podemos esquecer o sentido verdadeiro do nosso chamado e a resposta que só pode acontecer pelo serviço. E o serviço é, como o Papa nos ensinou, deixar o centro e ir para a periferia, aqueles que estão mais abandonados. Pope Francis has led the Church through a path of mercy, proclaiming a special Jubilee Year of Mercy, so that we all can taste God's mercy, and once touched by it, we can go and do the same, be merciful toward others. Neste ano somos todos chamados a ser missioneiros de la misericordia. Papa Francisco nos llama a vivir un año todo dedicado a la misericordia divina, para que nosotros podamos acercarnos más a esta misericordia, para después también nosotros llevar a todo el mundo que necesita esta misericordia de un Dios que nos ama con un amor infinito. And here we are, as a community of faith, celebrating the institution of this sacrament of love, the Eucharist, the sacrament of service. Our celebration is the continuation of that same story that began in the upper room, in the Last Supper. But let us not only repeat words, let us not make these words, we have to make these words our lives. As we accompany the washing of the feet, let us be assured that this is our calling, our mission, our vocation. And we do this in memory of Him. Como una comunidad de fe, celebrando la institución del sacramento, del amor, de la Eucaristía, el sacramento de servicio, Nuestra celebración es la continuación de la misma historia que Jesús empezó. Pero no vamos solamente a repetir palabras. Vamos a convertir nuestras palabras en vida. Cuando ahora miramos y acompañamos el lavado de los pies de algunos de nuestra comunidad representando toda la comunidad, vamos a asegurarnos que también nosotros somos llamados para esta misión de servir. Esta es nuestra vocación. Y todos hacemos esto en memoria de Él. Em alguns instantes vamos fazer o lava-pés, que não é uma imitação do que fez Jesus. É a continuação da mesma história que Jesus começou a contar. Nós somos parte dessa história e continuamos contando. Porém, não vamos deixar que fique somente em palavras. Que essas palavras se tornem nossa vida. Ao acompanhar o lava-pés, vamos ter a certeza que esse também é o nosso chamado, é a nossa vocação, é a nossa missão. E isso nós fazemos em memória dele, que pediu que repetíssemos cada vez que nos reunimos em seu amor.